escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Still time to get your question or calls in on the Times Yours line, 215-238-4500, to react to anything on the show today. Phillies Eagles, the Joe DiCamera running thing, getting hung up on by the softies in the afternoon show.
Very weak.
You know, they're like Swifties. They're the softies. I like that. That's pretty good.
No, the Swifties are not soft.
No. Swifties are their own thing. I'm saying the afternoon show is the softies.
Yeah.
I think it's like a nickname like the Swifties.
Oh, yeah, no.
Not
I'm saying I wouldn't mess with the Swifties.
No.
But the softies, yeah.
You can mess with the softies. Twitter poll question of the day. Sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's certified one-owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive, John. The question today was, what are you feeling more after the weekend with the Phillies? The positive of the sweep or the negative of the concern about Zach Wheeler? John, which way do you think the voting came out today?
I do think 67%. Will say they feel more positive.
So you're on the right track. It is overwhelming, though. 85% of people say they are feeling the positive. So that's good. People are not concerned about Wheeler. And look,
that's because they're all freaking out about Landon Dickerson.
That's the funny thing, Rhea. If you scroll down on the tweet, all the responses are, worried about Wheeler, what are you talking about? I'm worried about Landon Dickerson is the main thing. So, and that I think is, we can all agree on that. Obviously, keep it here on WIP all day. At the moment there is news, whether it's an Adam Schefter tweet or whatever, we will have you updated and we will have
analysis.
I think
my cart analysis probably not going to turn out to be true.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous.
A little sad.
I would say I am definitely pessimistic rather than optimistic
because
when it comes
9:37 and all we have is
it's not great that you haven't heard anything yet. It's not great when John talks about seeing that non-contact, you know, put the plant down and the leg pops. We've seen it so many times so many times it's that issue. We will see. Keep it here all day. We'll keep you covered and let you know what's going on with the Dickerson injury. Until then, your calls, Times Yours, coming up in about 8 minutes. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Chris in Plymouth Meeting. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure,
I appreciate
Chris.
It. Just wanted to, real quick, the comeback for me, it's got to be the 2010 season Eastern Conference semifinals against the Philadelphia Flyers, Boston Bruins. Not only down 3-0 in the series,
but in the game.
3-0 in game seven to come back and win it.
It's a great
in
answer.
Seven And they won game four in overtime as well. So so that one stands out for me.
It's a great
answer. Thank you very much. Real quick with the Birds, just wondering if Mukuba is getting cross-trained in the slot at all, if anyone knows.
I have not seen that. What we're seeing in the slot is Cooper DeJean and Mac McWilliams.
Gotcha.
Nickerson's in the
Perry
slot.
Perry Nickerson.
Yeah.
You might see some Adoree Jackson because he's got experience in that capacity, but he's been more on the outside. I don't know about Jacorian Bennett. Not sure. I think he's been mostly
He's only
on the
played outside,
outside
in his career, in, or the vast outside, majority
yeah.
of his
In
steps,
Las Vegas, yeah. yeah. So it's not right. likely that they would try him inside, especially since we've got established guys, three, who have played pretty well in the slot.
And I think with Makuba, and he's been injured too, he's had, you know, missed some practices there. I think with a guy like that, you just want him to come in and focus on the one position for now before you're trying to move him around too much. I would guess.
Gotcha. And finally, if I may, if I could just ask for some prayers coming out to my dad, who's currently at Temple University Medical Hospital undergoing open heart surgery as we speak.
We're definitely thoughts and prayers, Chris, for sure.
So yeah, I feel I was down there visiting him yesterday. I actually came back from Cape May to visit him, and I feel like he's in really good hands. He's got a really good.
They're the best. They are the best in the world. Literally,
they're
yeah.
just magicians.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Heart surgeons, what they can do.
Oh my God, I know. Honestly, just UPenn in general, with all of the hospital. My wife works there. I mean, they are amazing people. So. So
thank you guys again for taking my call.
Chris.
I appreciate being on the show, and everyone have a great day.
You too, buddy. You too. Definitely thinking about and sending good vibes out for your dad today. Let's talk in George in South Philly. Hey, George.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, George.
Hey, listen, just wanted to say real quick, right? We know that, baseball is up and down, right? So mm-hmm. people go through their slumps and so forth and so on. But this is what I have a problem with. Like, when Stott and Marsh, when they struggle, I believe, you guys are really too hard on them, And, for example, someone said that, Stott was like, oh, he's brutal. But when Harper and JT struggle, they get a pass.
George, that's not true. We've crushed Romito in the past.
You're flat out wrong about that, dude. When Bryce beat Chase,
I ripped Bryce in the playoffs last year. DeCameron got mad at me and Rhea because we ripped him for that at bat in the playoffs. George
said it was one of the worst at bats I'd ever seen.
Yeah, George, no, that's just factually incorrect.
Give JT and Bryce a pass,
dude. True. George, JT went hitless in the playoffs last year. I destroyed him for it. Like, you're wrong, man. Like, we call them all out.
As soon as Stott and Marsh mess up, oh, they're brutal. Oh, what did they do? Oh, come
George,
on.
George, yeah, all right, buddy. Maybe listen to this show if you're going to call in. I'm sorry. That was enough of that.
Joe literally got mad at you and I.
He got mad at us.
Because we said,
Harper.
Bryce was great, but that at bat... At that time.
Was abysmal, and he needs to be crushed for
it. Needs to be better.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, and again, we'll rip Stott, but we'll rip... I crushed Romuto, but, it's just annoying. Like, listen to the show if you're going to call it.
Pay attention like I do.
Yeah, pay attention. that's right. Fran's back there hearing every word that goes in, pumping the music out.
Rhea loves the American Underdog movie.
That's right.
Yes, loved it.
Yes. It's her favorite movie. Yeah, so good.
Is anyone... at all concerned with, we got power, we got help.
Don't
we
rip
got,
Stott and Marsh, though, okay? Okay, go ahead, I'm sorry.
The back end of our order is looking good and helping us win games, but, and I love the way it feels when Duran takes the field. But, Bryce Harper, when he first came back, he was so locked in, and it felt like, we had extra base hits coming out the wazoo with Bryce. And, recently things are a little
We had the big
calmer.
Double yesterday to get him going, to get it to 2-1. I just don't expect, I don't think big. You can expect him to be that locked in for the rest of the season. I think just the fact that he had that little run there and it showed that he can still do that was enough for me. Because we hadn't seen that Bryce yet this year. And every year,
but
the older he gets,
wouldn't have
I just.
Gone away quite so much.
I don't think you can count on him to be. The that hot, that long, consistently, right. You just hope that you get those stretches. And look, in the playoffs, he stepped up for the most part.
It
outside
did
of one
feel
at bat.
Like he willed it into being when he, when he first came back from injury, it felt like he told us.
He was struggling.
He announced. No, he told us, I'm ready to go. I'm feeling
good.
Well,
he struggled at first, and then he got hot, went nuts.
Yeah, he absolutely did. And now that hot has cooled down Yeah. Almost completely.
Not almost completely.
I'm not concerned. Well, I'm not concerned about it. I wondered if anyone else was.
I'm not right now. Look, if it's a prolonged slump, then I'll start to worry. But I'm expecting good things from Bryce. I feel like Bryce is in a good spot heading into the playoffs. Let's talk to Alex in Pittsburgh. Alex, what up, pal?
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Nice to talk to you, Alex. In the morning, my friend. Alex, a Go Birds caller on the weekend, my guy.
Yeah, I couldn't call you guys. Not to be too much of a downer, but I had to put my mother-in-law in hospice over the weekend. So I was like, I got to get up this morning and call. But I got to say, man, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you get up at 3 a.m. every single day.
Yeah, I don't know how I do it either, or any of us do it.
1:45 for me today.
Yeah, Rhea's a monster. I've never beaten Rhea here. The one time I got here and Rhea wasn't here, I called her and she was off. I feel like an idiot.
It's true. Is Rhea asleep? I just assume she's...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. She might not. It's possible.
Like I'm a vampire.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Well, I know you guys are talking Phillies, but I just, since I missed on Saturday, I have to ask. First of all, James, what are you thinking about, the Tanner and the Kevin Petullo offense? And then
the
also,
Morbid Missile!
I thought I
was very impressed with what we saw. Obviously, just a preseason game and all that, but I think you have to be ecstatic with how the offense functioned, how they looked, how crisp everything was, and obviously touchdown Tanner.
Yeah.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, and I'm just looking at the Kevin Petullo side of this thing because, in theory, they're probably putting out pretty, standard vanilla kind of stuff. But then they're still, completing passes to Darius Cooper and they're beating up on the Bengals first team.
Darius Cooper's going to be good.
I like Darius Cooper, man. I like him. And I do like they're getting him some special teams work.
Really
we heard last night,
good.
Which is good because he's going to need that to make the team kick returner and stuff.
He's got that special.
Yeah, I really like him. I'm fully in on Darius Cooper. I agree.
He reminds me of kind of like maybe this is mean to him, but like a poor man's Debo, but like maybe he's better.
Well, that's
than
because
Debo,
he's got the same size.
The way he's built.
It does feel similar. I love that he's 210 pounds.
Throw him on some
is
of those jets.
Sturdy. It matters.
No, it does. He looked like in traffic. He could catch a ball in traffic. Yeah. He wasn't afraid to go over the middle, like all that type of stuff. I'm excited about.
And
Darius
similar
Cooper.
To Debo, Debo is not a burner to where he's gonna four three people off the field, but he's just a good, strong, talented football player who has a great feel for the game, and it feels like this Tarleton State, or however you pronounce it, kid has a good feel too.
I agree with you. And look, he at Tarleton State, he set records. Like he was produced at Tarleton State. Alex, you got a comeback for us, my friend?
Yeah, real quick. I don't know if it was already said, but before I say that, let me just try and throw this out. BG coming back this year?
Oh, yeah, that's a great answer.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Real quick, on Saturday, James, were you doing nicknames or something?
Yes. Best nicknames was our side on Saturday.
has anybody tried to upgrade Devin yet? Because I feel like the news is kind of too low for her. She should be like the headline.
Oh, you know? That's interesting. All right, Alex, great call, buddy. The news, it has the drop.
News is so good.
This is the news, which I like. I know they call her Scoops in the afternoon, but, you know, we don't care about anything the afternoon show does. So, I think the news is probably the best one, in my opinion. But I appreciate the attempt to upgrade a nickname. I like that. All right, let's do what we do every single day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
That's right. Time's yours. Brought to you by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's see what we got today with Time's Yours.
I was at the Eagles practice last night. Saquon Barkley is all class. He went from one end of the end zone all the way around, signing every autograph that he possibly could. He did it with grace. He didn't complain. The man was all heart, all class. He was the last Philadelphia Eagle to leave the field last night. We're so happy to have him. He's a true Philadelphian hero.
Wow. I mean, I'm with you, pal. I'm you know, a Philadelphia hero. I will say, and look, we've talked about just, you know, the what he had as a season, but, you know, Saquon just, you know, really knows how to be a famous person. You know what I mean? He knows what to say. He knows how to act. He knows the right things to do. Yeah, he's definitely been a real treat to have in Philly.
Since Joe has a groin injury, it's probably not really fair that the running event stays part of this competition. So I'm going to suggest they take that out and add a different event, which would be who can show up the most days for work this summer. And then, I guess he knows that too.
Yeah, that's really good. I think Joe would lose that.
I'm amused how people did this start, like on the midday guys, like when you guys were in the middays, because the people's obsession.
Oh yeah,
I'm always like, it's the summer.
Oh yeah, no,
people
it's a
take
whole thing.
Time off.
Oh, it's a whole thing.
Okay,
Joe being off is it's like a always been a thing on our show, and it is also because he does it. I agree with you. It's a summer, but Joe finds a way to consistently have more days than you think someone should or would have. And also just the Monday-Friday thing. It's almost like Monday-Friday.
I take Fridays off all summer long.
I know, yeah.
Well, I've also been here 1,000 years, yeah, and I have a lot of vacation.
Yeah, that's what happens sometimes.
Hey, I'm a Mets fan, and I just want to say, they suck!
Have we ever gotten that before? Have we ever on Times Yours gotten a fan of another team calling our Times Yours line to just say, my team sucks?
It's much appreciated.
That was awesome. Thank you, sir.
There's a lot of truth to that.
That's great.
It appears
awesome.
They do.
Awesome. Great way to shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
I will say, after the whole grimace and the OMG and the this and that, all the Mets thing.
Oh, the grimace thing.
Yeah, like this is it. Give me all of it. Like watching the Mets suffer is almost as much fun as watching the Phillies succeed. Yes. Almost. It's very close. So I will take all the Mets suffering that I could possibly get.
I just want to see Pete Alonso suffer.
Me too.
That's more than
what a goober. Just all-time goober.
John, that might be one of the best things I've ever heard you say.
I love that.
I want to see Pete Alonso.
Yes,
suffer.
I do too. I don't know why. Because he's unlikable.
He is.
There's something about him. It's just I don't like that guy.
The punchable face.
Yeah. Everything about him. All right. We have to pick a winner today. We have gotten unbelievable answers for who or what had a comeback. Going through the list, I think the best answers we got today are Robert Downey Jr., John Travolta, Michael Jordan. I almost said Mike Jordan.
Oh, God.
That famous Mike Jordan over there. Josh Hamilton, the Tiger Woods, Patriots against the Falcons, the Super Bowl, Winston Churchill, Muhammad Ali. Some amazing answers. BG there at the end. Is it just as simple as saying Nelson Mandela?
I
mean,
I
even
really
though we got amazing
top
answers.
Top that one.
Feel like Nelson Mandela, is that just a flat, we're done, it's over?
It's, yeah.
Pretty simple?
Sure. Pretty sure.
Okay. So, congratulations, Nick and Bucks County.
Want to talk about proving your doubters
wrong. Oh, buddy. Oh, my God.
I mean, you have, you're out of jail, and now you
are president. Yeah. Yeah. That doesn't happen too
great
often.
Great job,
yeah.
Nelson.
Yeah,
Mandela.
Great job, Nelson Mandela. Great job, Nick Sagan. All right, Richie, final word on this before we get out of here, because I'm going to assume, and I could be wrong, you never know, sometimes information takes a long time, but I'm going to assume by the time we, this show, us, are on tomorrow morning, we will know what happened with Landon Dickerson. Are you fearing the worst?
Well, yeah, I'm fearing the worst. I'm hoping for the best case, which would be, hey,
just a weird
step, and we're being cautious, and that could also just be a scope situation. I had a similar situation where I took a step, and this was in practice. I took a step, put my foot down, felt that it was wrong, lifted it up. It looked kind of similar to what Landon did. And mine was medial and lateral meniscus, and that required a scope, which means, you know, arthroscopically, it barely an incision, and they go in on the inside of your knee and on the outside of your knee. They shave away the torn part, and you're good to go. I was good to go in, you know, like a week. So that's best case. Worst case,
he's done for the year.
It's a non-contact ACL situation, you know, it could be a patellar tendon, right, that sort of thing. I am, yes, fearing the worst. We know that he's had knee issues. We know that he was on the injury report for a knee. Mm-hmm. So this could be a lot of ado about very little. Let's hope. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Fingers Everyone crossed. Cross your fingers, cross your toes. Keep it here to WIP. The moment there is any information, any report, anything about the injury, you will hear it here first. All right. Thank you to Fran Ross, doing a great job producing the show. Louis Coco, awesome job as well, helping out. And to the callers, thank you for calling in. Couldn't do the show without you guys. Richie, Rhea, and I will be back tomorrow. Ruben Amaro will be with us tomorrow as well, as we'll continue to react to all this.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.